Test 68, Section 2, Question 10. Now, with this one, we're looking at a most supported question, so we're trying to figure out what is most supported by the passage. And this one, it's actually a little disturbing to some people, but it's good information. So basically we have people who are allergic to cats are actually allergic to certain proteins found in their skin secretions and saliva. So we're not actually allergic to the cats, just the skin secretions and saliva and certain proteins. Which particular proteins are responsible varies from allergy sufferer to allergy sufferer. So different people are allergic to the different proteins. Since all cats shed skin and spread saliva around their environment, so cats shed skin and saliva, there is no such thing as a cat incapable of provoking allergic reactions. So there's no cat that can be truly non-allergenic. Although it is common for a given cat to cause an allergic reaction in some, but not all people who are allergic to cats. So this basically says some people are allergic to certain cats and not others, or there's a particular cat that might be cause allergy reactions in some people, but not in others. Now, I didn't really see that this one was going any particular direction, and so I just had to look at the answer choices and see which one seemed like it was the best. So A, any particular individual will be allergic to some breeds of cat, but not to others. Now, while this seems somewhat similar, the problem with it is we don't know that every individual will only be allergic to some cats. It could be that there is some individual out there that's allergic to every cat. We just know that not every cat will cause allergic reactions in all people. So I held on to A a little bit, but let's see what else we get. No cat is capable of causing an allergic reaction in all types of allergy sufferers. We don't really know that because all it said is it is common for a given cat to cause an allergic reaction in some but not all. But it doesn't say that's true of all cats. C, not all cats are identical with respect to the proteins contained in their skin secretions and saliva. Now, this answer choice is really good in large measure because it's really, really weak. Not all cats are identical in their proteins. That says there is at least some difference between some cats in their proteins. And we have the information that supports that because which particular proteins are responsible varies from allergy sufferer to allergy sufferer. And it is common for a given cat to cause allergic reaction in some but not all people. So that's going to say that not everybody is going to have allergic reactions to the same cats, and that different cats are going to cause allergic reactions in some but not all people who are allergic to cats. So basically, a given person might be allergic to one cat but not necessarily to another, and that would indicate that there are differences in the proteins. So C is very good. D, the allergic reactions of some people who are allergic to cats are more intense. We don't really know anything about the intensity of allergic reactions, and so I would move on from this one right now. There is no way to predict whether a given cat will produce an allergic reaction. We don't know that we can't predict because maybe it's possible to predict it based on the proteins. And so therefore, answer choice C is our best one. Now, the reason why C is better than A, any particular individual would be allergic to some breeds of cat, but not to others. Well, the problem here is we also don't know that everybody is allergic to cats, because you could have people that are allergic to zero cats, or you could have someone who is allergic to all cats. And therefore, C is definitely the best answer, in large measure because it's weaker and easier to prove.